In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and at verse 12, Paul says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." As Christians, we are in a fight. We're in a battle, and we're part of the Lord's army. And as a part of the Lord's army, there are certain things that we know that we must do. First of all, we had to enlist in the army. Many years ago, our U.S. Army and the military was a draft. But it's been replaced in recent years with an all-volunteer army. Well, the Lord's army is an all-volunteer army. He doesn't draft us. We volunteer to become a member. In the book of Matthew chapter 11, at verse 28 and 29, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So it's up to us to volunteer to be a part of the Lord's army. And the enlistment requirements are, number one, we have to believe in the cause. That is, we have faith or belief, because if we do not believe in the cause, then we're not going to be willing to fight. Second, we have to forsake Satan and sin. That's called repentance, because we turn away from the evil, sinful life. Third, we have to trust in our leader. And that means we're willing to confess that we believe in him and follow him. And then fourth, there has to be that obedience of baptism. And when we have done this, then we're added to the church or the Lord's army. Once you've enlisted, then you're issued a uniform. And the uniform distinguishes us from the civilians. And the civilians are different than the soldiers. Well, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, he talks about the Christian's armor, and this is a part of our uniform of what we're to do. And he mentions here all of the different things that we are to put on and practice as Christian soldiers. He talks about the truth. He talks about the breastplate of righteousness. He talks about the shoes of preparation of preaching the gospel. He talks about the helmet and then the sword, which is the only offensive weapon we have, which is the Word of God. Then there's the faith and the prayers and the perseverance that we have to have as a Christian soldier. And then after we've enlisted and received our uniform, then we have to have basic training. We have to have the training of what it is to be a Christian. God does not expect us to remain babes all of our life. We start out as a babe, but we're to grow, we're to mature, we're to read and study and learn God's Word. And as we learn God's Word and put it into practice, then we are stronger and we are maturing. And that's the reason that we're studying the Bible. We're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as we study and learn God's Word, then when temptations come our way, then we know how to resist these temptations. And then the whole purpose of being a Christian soldier is to fight the good fight. Because we're not fighting physically, we're fighting spiritually. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, Paul says to Timothy, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before in thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." So notice there he's talking about warring a good warfare. That song we just sang that Jason led, "Onward Christian Soldiers," is talking about this battle that we're fighting. We're fighting against Satan because he is wanting to destroy us. And we have to be on guard. And we have to be ready to fight against him. But you know, sometimes there are people who go AWOL. That means away without official leave. And those people who go AWOL after 30 days are declared a deserter. And that's a very serious charge for a person who's in the military. People look on them with shame and condemnation. Well, the same is true in the Lord's army. Sometimes there are people who are AWOL. They're away without official leave. And they are in a bad situation, and they're subject to being fallen away. A Christian soldier is on call all the time. He never has a vacation. A Christian soldier is willing to die for his cause, because in Revelation 2, verse 10, he says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." And in that context, he's not talking about how many years we live. He's talking about being willing to die for the cause of Christ and putting him first. I am a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of my God. Jesus is my commanding officer. The Bible is my code of conduct. I'm a volunteer in this army, and I'm enlisted for eternity. I will either retire in this army at the Lord's return or die in this army. But I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, pumped up, picked up. I'm a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I'm a soldier. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I'm a soldier. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I am a soldier. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. I am a soldier. When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing. If I end up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win. I am a soldier. And I hope that you are a soldier, and that you are willing to stay committed and never, ever give up. Because at the end of it all, we'll have an honorable discharge, and we will be recognized as a child of God, ready for that home in heaven. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13, there's a very interesting phrase there that is talking about being committed. And there he says it like this: "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." And that expression, "quit you like men," is translated in some of the translations as "act like men." I would make the application for what we're talking about, and that is act like a soldier. Don't give up, don't quit. Always hang in there and stay with God and be faithful to Him. If you've not enlisted yet in the Lord's army, we invite you to become a Christian. You must believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and then you'll be added to the Lord's church. If you have obeyed and enlisted, but you've been AWOL, and you need to repent and confess and come back and ask God's forgiveness, He will be willing to forgive you and accept you back. If you're subject, we invite you to respond as we stand and sing.